and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Monday morning, September 23rd. It is the first day of fall.
And I love it.
There's already rain out there this morning.
I'm actually excited about rain for once.
I am, too. And Kyle
my
was kind of complaining.
My yard is struggling.
Yeah, mine, too. So, anyway, that's going on today. We also have National Family Day today. So celebrate your family. Spend extra time with your family today. I think I'm going to try to find a photo of me and my wife and my son. But I'm telling you, those are tough to come by.
All three of you together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because either Leslie's taking a picture of me and Kai, or I'm taking a picture of Kai and Leslie.
Or Kai.
Yeah. But there's very few of all of us together.
Yeah.
And then when we all try to pose together, like to Kai, that's the most annoying thing on the planet. Oh, gosh. He gives us one picture.
As he gets older, it gets worse.
Oh, and if his eyes are closed, he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know me, it's going to like take 1,400.
Correct.
Oh, let me tell you this. The other day at A-State football, I was talking about how I wanted to make sure we had the lighting right while I was down there on the field and make sure the angle was right.
Mm-hmm.
I was called a diva.
Can you tell me who said it?
Yeah, Sarah from Gamble. Gamble Home, down there busting my chops.
I love it that she's honest.
And then members of the Spirit Squad.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, hang on. Let me make sure I get your lighting and your angle right. Because they heard her say it.
Wow.
I'm like, this is awful. I'm never going to live my life
down.
Yeah, and that's my rep right there. So there you go. That's me.
I would like to continue with an examination of time.
Let's throw one back.
We cannot defy it. Or can we?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning brings you On This Day on K-Fine.
So the year was 2012, and Little Big Town had the number one song in country music on this day. Named that song Motorboatin', but it's actually called it Pontoon. It was number one on this day in 2012.
Three things you need to know with Brandon Baxter in the Morning on the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Well, y'all, today is the official first day of fall, although the temperatures definitely won't feel fall-like for a few weeks. We'll see high temps in the 80s all this week with a return to the upper 90s next week.
The 71st Annual Emmy Awards were held last night. Game of Thrones was this year's big winner. Hot topics coming out of the show were Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner getting laughed at on the stage, and of course, the red carpet fashion.
And then tonight on TV, it's the return of The Voice on NBC. Local artist Corey Jackson auditioned for the show. The question is, how far did he make it? We'll have to tune in tonight and tomorrow to find that out. Plus, tonight is also Monday Night Football, where the Washington Redskins host the Chicago Bears. And those are three things you need to know today.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If you've been through a grocery store or any type of store over the last couple of weeks, you've probably seen that Halloween candy is here.
Yes.
So I was all excited when we saw the harvest candy corn.
And the pumpkins.
Yeah, because those are good, man.
The pumpkins are good.
So I was going for the one that was just the pumpkins. Kai wanted the little triangle ones,
mm-hmm.
like the true candy corn looking things. So we settled on the bag that had both.
See, I don't think that's as good.
Why not?
I don't know. There's something about it that I feel like the best ones are the pumpkins by themselves.
I know that. But Kai was like, oh, I like the small ones better. And they also had chocolate tips on some of those, too.
Is Kai a smoker?
Hey, well, he's kind of rough. He turns 10, like, on Wednesday.
Right.
So, anyways, his voice has changed a lot.
Yeah, I know.
There was a woman, though, who was on, she's a news anchor, and she's on Twitter, and she posted a photo of, like, the Halloween-sized candy, right? Because we're all going to go start buying Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, none of it's going to last until Halloween.
No.
But we are going to buy it, and we're going to eat tons of candy. So her deal was she had six different pieces of candy, and she said which one has to go. Like, which one is the bottom ranker?
Okay.
Right? The candy. Let me give you the pieces, and I want you to tell me which one you would kick out. The choices are Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, the original plain chocolate M&Ms, Milky Way, or Twix.
And I have to pick one that's done, like we can't have anymore.
Yeah, like the least popular, the one you would go to the last. Like
oh
if it was, if those were the only options or there was only one thing left, what would you be
this
most
so
disappointed
tough.
With?
I'm going to have to say if I have to pick, because I like them, but if I have to pick, it's going to be Kit Kat.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kicking out the Kit Kat.
I'm kicking out Kit Kat.
You've lost your mind.
Wait, what are you kicking out.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh.
Kit Kats?
No, I like them, but
the crispy wafer?
Oh my gosh.
You ever had the
Are you doing a commercial? Are you being paid?
You ever had the big cat?
Yes, those are really good.
Like there's even more wafer and even more chocolate. Sometimes I get the king size, so I get two big sticks. Like literally, I've kind of been hooked on those lately. So you picking Kit Kat kind of offends me a little bit. If I'm going to kick one to the curb, again, it's Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's, Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Way, or Twix. See you later, Milky Way.
No.
I haven't had a Milky Way in years.
It's creamy nougat.
Yeah, get out of there. You're not my favorite. Now, my first pick, if I had to pick one, literally, I think I would pick the Kit Kat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What would you pick first?
Probably the go-to would be the Snickers.
Yeah. And I think my wife would say the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Mm-hmm. And Kai would pick the plain, boring chocolate M&M's. It's like, Kai, at least get the peanuts in there.
Right.
Like, why don't you have the peanuts? I like the plain ones, Dad. He's the same one who gets just a plain Hershey bar.
Oh, no.
Like, this is the most boring candy picker ever. We should retweet this and see what the rest of our audience thinks about
it.
Yeah. Anyway, the three candies to choose from, we're going to put that up on Twitter. I'll have it up in just a second. Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on American Idol. So it looks like everyone's back together for the 17th season of American Idol. The biggest news right now is that Ryan Seacrest just signed a new deal to continue on the show. Now, he was the last one to sign.
Wow.
Like it was like a prolonged thing. But he has hosted American Idol since the beginning. Of course, he's going to be back with the judges Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. And I don't know how he does it. He's busy. He's going to continue to go back and forth from L.A. for Idol to New York, where he co-hosts Live with Kelly and Ryan. And he also hosts a syndicated morning show every morning. He's on the weekly Top 40 show and hosts New Year's Rockin' Eve special. It's like he's a robot.
Yeah. But it's a big deal. They need him back. He's
right.
Been there since the beginning.
But anyway, the show's audition tour is currently wrapping up in Chicago, and it's set to return early in 2020.
All right, so last night the Emmy Awards were on. Of course, a lot of people watched that. They talk about the red carpet. It seems like Zendaya was the one people were talking about the
really
most.
She looked really pretty, yeah.
She looked really pretty. So, but the Kardashians, well, not the Kardashians, but Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner were presenters on the show.
Yes.
And they walked out there, and the whole crowd laughed at them. And the big thing is people don't know if they know why they were laughing. And they think that they might have been oblivious to a line that was written on the teleprompter.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it was a huge social media thing. It's on all the websites this morning. So imagine this. It's Kim and Kendall walking out. They have this read to do, listen to the crowd laugh, and then they kind of look around, especially Kendall, because she's not sure why they're laughing. This is last night at the Emmy Awards.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
So the laughing point is it's real, it's unscripted, and all that stuff.
Well, there's people saying that maybe Kim was making a joke. She was not making a joke. She was literally just reading a line.
Yeah, so some writer wrote it like that. And maybe Kim
right.
delivered it in a way that maybe she should have been a little bit more funny with it.
Yeah.
Which one realized it first that people were laughing at them and not with them?
It's Kendall.
You think so?
You can see it in the video. She's like, what's happening?
Like she's afraid that maybe it's something more embarrassing than
right,
that.
Right, yes.
But that's all over stuff this morning. If you want to go back and check it out, it's Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner laughed at the Emmy Awards.
Gotcha Gossip on Miley Cyrus. So over the weekend, the news that has been trending, Miley Cyrus and her girlfriend, Caitlyn Carter, have broken up, but it's okay. They're still friends. Sources are saying that they've been friends forever and they were here for each other or there for each other when they were both going through their separations. It's just not a romantic relationship anymore. And Miley wants to focus on her career. So I'm going to assume that her next album is going to be very telling because she's going to have a lot to write about.
Oh my gosh, this girl's about to go crazy again. And of course, every morning on KFine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking about candy because it's Halloween season. And there was a deal on social media. We were trying to figure out what KFine Country thinks about, like, which candy has to go, if one has to go forever. Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Chocolate M&M's, Milky Way, or Twix. Least popular? I went ahead and went out on a limb. And I said what I thought was the least popular in my mind, and I'm right.
No, you're not.
No, I'm right. According to most people so far, I'm right. Milky Way, out of those six, gotta go.
I want to change my answer.
You can't change...
Well, I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I could do without chocolate M&Ms.
It doesn't work like that, Kelly. It's like when you turn in your
test. I picked Kit Kat, and I like Kit Kat. I want to reverse.
Go back to fifth grade. You turn in your test. You leave. You go home. You don't go back the next day and ask for it back because you want to change an answer.
There's a chance maybe I did do that.
Your answer is out there and it's wrong. Anyway, that's up on my social media on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. It's also on the KFIN Facebook page.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's a 25-year-old guy in Toulouse, France, and he recently got out of prison earlier this month, but because he was
Wow.
I need to start over.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Hang on. Let's pretend like we start this over. Ready?
Thank you so much.
Did you know there's a place in France? Do you know the rest of it? There's a place in France. Yes.
So there's a 25-year-old guy in Toulouse, France, and he recently got out of prison. But earlier this month, he was busted for a string of burglaries when the police found his DNA from saliva on the scene. So when they arrested him, he admitted that he'd intentionally spit all over the houses he broke into because he wanted to get caught.
Oh my gosh.
Why? Because he told them that back in prison, they had a premium TV channel called Canal Plus for free, and he wanted to go back to prison to watch it.
Oh my gosh.
A subscription that cost around $11 a month.
Wow.
Well, the channel has things like movies, sports, and original and imported TV series. So anyway, the court ordered a psych evaluation of the guy before they decide whether or not to send him back to prison to watch TV or not.
Dang.
But speaking of TV, did you know that they opened a local television controllers museum?
Ooh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and it's really sad because they haven't had any visitors. People are not remotely interested.
Let me boo that again.
You booed me too early.
Well, because I never know when these jokes are over anymore.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
I was just guessing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And this coming Friday morning, we're back on tour with the KFIN High School Tailgate Tour. And Friday morning, we are live at Nettleton High School. We invite you to join us out there for the live broadcast this coming Friday morning at Nettleton.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's the first day of fall. Welcome to fall, everybody. Temperatures today in the mid to upper 80s.
But next week, like back to 90s or something like that?
97 for one day next week. I'm like, oh, just be done with it. I don't want to sweat on Halloween.
Yeah, I know.
I was looking back at my time hop, and like 1 year ago, it was rainy, and we were wearing jackets at A-State football.
Yep, I remember that.
Wasn't quite like that this year. Hey, a big shout out to Rector High School. They were awesome this past Friday morning.
Lots of fun.
Nate Henderson's great to get us kind of organized out there. And just the school comes out, Danny Ford from Glen Sane Motors, one of the nicest people that we talk to. Kelly's always like, oh, he's so cute.
He is. He's so precious.
And the family was there for that. And then we had David out there with us. So whenever we get back with David... And we all hop back in the KFIN monster truck and we take off for a place.
You never know what's going to happen.
I'm driving, David's riding shotgun, and poor David's in the firing range the whole time. But David was our communication because when I got there, like my phone signal wasn't real strong in the school. So David's like, I'll communicate back with the radio station. So David was texting a couple of producers back here at the radio station, and it was all business.
Yes, completely business.
Until he walked away from his phone.
And left it on right in the text part.
Yeah, to those guys. Uh-huh. And then I started sending things that might not be the most appropriate to those guys. Yeah. And they thought it was David.
Yeah. And then when David found out that you sent something inappropriate, he could not talk.
Live on the air. Then we got to go by Don's Diner in Marmaduke.
Which is always so delicious.
Yeah. So we go there every year after we leave Rector. So we leave Rector. We're like, and I even said it, do y'all want to stop like we have every year? And y'all are like, yeah. So we stop by Don's Diner, which is on the square in Marmaduke. And it's kind of fun to go in there too, because, you know, we get to see some people that we see once a year.
Yep.
And then there's, you know, typically some KFIN listeners who roll up like, wait a minute, what are y'all doing in Marmaduke?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. But then tailgating on Saturday out there at Arkansas State. We were all together again.
We were all together.
Once again, David was in the firing range.
You know, and well,
you were in the firing range a little bit too.
Yeah, I was. And you might have been in the firing range for a second. You thought you were for a second because you got a lot of comments. And I was around you when some of these comments happened. And my son was one of the people that said something about it. But you got a lot of comments on how your shirt was fitting.
Mm-hmm. I must have picked a good shirt.
Well, everyone was like, what are you doing, Baxter?
I had people, yeah, even down there on the field, they were asking me like, hey, what's up, man? You're making me feel small. I'm like, what did I do?
Right. So with all of us knowing that that kind of statement makes you uncomfortable, what was your response?
I just said I'm fat.
Brandon, but you have been
working
hard.
They're like, dude, you look good. You look big. I'm like, nah, dude, it's probably just fat. Because that
deflect.
I don't want to say, oh, I work out really hard and I lift weights six days out of the week.
Well, but you have been.
I do, so but I don't want to say that because that sounds weird. I'd rather say I'm fat.
It hasn't stopped you in the past.
I'm fat. That's just what I say.
I'm fat.
I'm just fat. I said, I'm not sure if it's the right kind of weight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, did you switch shirts that, like, did you go a size down?
No, I went a size bigger.
Because my husband thought you went a size down.
Your husband likes picking on me because he does martial arts and he feels like I'm an easy target.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm an easy target. Because what am I going to say?
Nothing.
Right. Okay. Kick me in the face if you want to. I mean, he's a multiple-time black belt. I ain't going to say anything.
You just sit there and smile.
Like, I'm a family. I mean, what am I going to do? Okay, just pick up. You know?
Aww.
What am I going to do?
I don't know.
That visions are going over after him, but I knew
I'd
hit the
ground. You could do some kind of wrestling move.
If I could get him down, but the key is getting him down. It's like one of those MMA fights, so.
Yeah.
You know, if I could get you down, I might be able to hold you down.
When can we make this happen? It'd be fun.
Never. I'm way too old for that. People ask me all the time, when are you going to wrestle again? I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to do that
right.
again.
Right, yeah.
I might show up at a show or something, but like, do I really want to wrestle again? I don't know. But then the topic is always, well, Bill Dundee's 70.
Right, exactly.
You're only 42. Mm-hmm. Your son had a good time, though. I kind of picked on your son a little bit, too, because Kurt doesn't get to come to a whole lot of games.
He doesn't.
So he was in the firing range for a minute, too.
He was, and I think he threw a football at you. That was pretty funny.
Peg me.
Yeah, well, he wanted to peg you when he first saw you, well, but you were talking to people, and I was like, no, you're going to end up hitting somebody else.
Glad you raised a real nice child. He rolls up at a tailgate and just pegs me. Hey, thanks, Kurt. Nice to see you. See him twice a year.
Right.
He avoids us at tailgates, too.
Well, I don't blame him.
So. But now, he can't avoid us.
Yeah, he couldn't get over. He's like, Mom, y'all act like worse than my friends. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, just you guys being up there on the stage, like literally messing with each other. And then we'd laugh, and then we'd put our headphones on, and then we'd like tap David on the shoulder and make him. Like, and now he was like, y'all are just young. I was like, we're trying to be.
Yeah, it makes it fun, though.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have to create our own fun.
Yes.
Because our tailgate sometimes is like, can I say it? It's kind of like today.
Gloomy?
Sometimes it can be gloomy and grouchy. Right? Is that bad to say?
No.
So we leave our tailgate. As do other people.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's the first day of fall. And again, Corey Jackson on The Voice tonight or tomorrow. We're not exactly sure which night he's going to show up, but he's in the teaser trailer. He's in the sneak peek. He is our guy.
Yeah.
He sent me a text the other night. I was on the big screen at Arkansas State. I'm the host of football.
Gosh. Somebody help me.
Well, no, he sent me. I'm joking. You know I'm not like that. But he sent me a text and said, I'm stalking you. And he was up like in some suite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What?
He was in a suite.
Yeah, he gets invited to a suite.
Cool.
I'm not sure whose suite it was. Probably not ours. Let's go ahead and do this. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, September 23rd of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Sergeant Larry Rogers.
Old Sarge.
Of Jonesboro Animal Control. He's celebrating a birthday today. His mustache will celebrate as well.
By itself.
So happy birthday to the Sarge who celebrates today. How about Mike Barber from Jonesboro?
Man, he's old now, isn't he?
Dude. Probably retirement age, I would imagine, at this point. No Mike forever, though. I started here in 2002. He was here. We were road buddies. We were remote buddies. We were travel buddies. So happy birthday to Mike Barber, who's an awesome dude. He celebrates today. Also celebrating today, Bonnie Klein of Jonesboro, who celebrates. Linda Tolan from Wynn. Happy birthday. Sandra Markham of Hoxie. Happy birthday. Arthur Jackson from Jonesboro celebrates. Reagan Jean from Jonesboro. Josh Godwin from Pocahontas turns 30 years old. Nancy Morgan of DeWitt, happy birthday. And David Moore from Truman is celebrating a birthday as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Skylar Astin is 32. That's Andra Kendrick's boyfriend, Jesse, in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Yeah, Andra.
Yeah. Anthony Mackie is 41. That's Falcon in the Marvel superhero movies. He's also getting his own series on Disney Plus. Matt Hardy is 45. And who's he, Brandon?
He is a WWE superstar, part of the Hardy Brothers with his brother, Jeff Hardy.
All right, Jermaine Dupri is 47 years old today. Are you going to call me out or just keep going?
Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
And his song, which was a really big hit, was this one with Murphy Lee. Oh! So, there you go. If y'all remember this song, that's kind of a big song in my pop days. What the hook gonna be? Happy birthday, Jermaine Dupri.
All right.
47.
Annie DeFranco is 49. That's Wishing and Hoping from My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh, I want to play
that song.
I do. One of the greatest soundtracks of all time. What?
Wishing.
Yeah.
Hoping.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night.
I love this movie.
It's a great movie.
That won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love that you can share, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Annie DeFranco celebrating her birthday today.
And this next guy, you know, Brandon, if there was any character on a TV series that you remind me of, it's this guy.
Ooh, is it MacGyver?
No.
Mr. T?
No. You're not even close.
Somebody, golly, who's somebody very masculine?
You remind me so much of this guy.
Vascular.
Jason Alexander is 60 today. And of course, if you don't know who that is, it's George Costanza on Seinfeld.
Because he's balding?
No,
because
it's not.
He's short?
It's not looks. It's just the way he acts.
He can be a little neurotic. So
there's a chance.
Now I have a complex. Thank you very much.
And Bruce Springsteen is 70 years old today.
Ooh, let's do some of The Boss. How about this one? What do you think of?
I think of Courtney Cox on the video where she's dancing.
Yeah. How about this one? Bruce Springsteen celebrates a birthday today. Born to Run.
It's a suicide rap.
How about the other Born song?
Born in the USA.
He's 70 today.
Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Born in the USA now.
People who have seen him in concert say that concert
yes.
is the best you can go to. Have you heard that too?
I have.
Send me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. Born in a USA.
Happy birthday, Bruce.
Born in a USA. Born in a USA. Born in a USA.
Bruce Springsteen, 70 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Miranda Lambert's on tour in 2020, and she's coming to K-Fine Country. A heads up, the date is going to be January 23rd, the Verizon Arena, North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Miranda Lambert and the Wild Card Tour. Of course, she's going to be touring because of her new album, which is called Wild Card, and it features this song right here. So So it's Miranda. She's also bringing with her Cody Johnson.
Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge I left behind.
And Lanco.
Cause I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any
better. Save the dates. January 23rd, Little Rock, the Verizon Arena. It's Miranda Lambert.
So Thomas Rhett just released a new video for his song, Remember You Young. So think about this. It opens up the video. They're inside a diner. There's four lifelong friends sitting there. Now they're all older men, and they're gathering around this table. They're eating. They're playing cards, enjoying one another's company. Well, as one of the men gets up to leave, he has this flashback of his younger self standing in the same spot as a busboy, and he's looking at the waitress who would eventually become his wife. Then the video follows him as he revisits a series of cherished memories of his wife and his kids. Guys, watched this morning. And, like, I had to go in the bathroom and get Kleenex and wipe my mascara. It was, when you came in, my eyes were still, like, I was still having to blink the tears away.
I thought you were just happy to see me this morning.
Well, yeah, it was that too. But, y'all, it's so, so good.
Okay, so are you telling me to watch it now or watch it after work?
I think you should watch it after work by yourself locked in a room because you're going to get really emotional.
Hey, buddies that I grew up with, all straight-laced and married up now.
I can already tell.
You ain't fooling me, wasn't long ago we tore the roof off.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, and this is what he says. Thomas says that he wrote the song about the people in life that we love and always remembering them in their youth, no matter how much time passes and we all change.
Golly.
Yeah, I know. So you've got to watch it, but watch it alone. Hey. We have the full video up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Speaking of Thomas Rhett, his wife, Lauren Akins, has written a book. It's called Live in Love, Growing Together Through Life's Changes. And of course, you know, she's super likable. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves her. She says in a caption on Instagram, I hope you'll enjoy it or at least laugh a little or feel more confident in your faith or feel related to as a mom or a wife. Or just as a person, because no matter who you are, none of us are perfect. We're all the same at heart, and we all need a little love, help, friend, community as we navigate this life. She goes on to say, I hope this book becomes whatever you need in the moment, and I hope you feel loved through it. Hmm. So, Live in Love by Lauren Akins is available for pre-order now, and you can check that out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate joins us on the phone every Monday morning to make our week better, at least to change our mindset on how we can focus. Good morning, Eric.
What's happening, guys?
Hi.
Man, the big question of the day, and this is what I've been waiting to talk to you about. It's not about real estate, even though you have listings all over town because I've just seen them.
Right.
My question to you is, if one candy is kicked to the curb, you never have it again, which one do you pick? Snickers, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Kit Kat, Milky Way Chocolate, Twix, or M&M's? Which one do you kick to the curb?
You know, I know y'all been toiling over this all morning, and it's been difficult for some, but it's very easy for me for some reason. I just never liked the Milky Way.
Boom!
Goodness.
I don't know. There's just like nothing...
It's creamy nougat.
Exactly, but there's nothing like crunchy in there.
Yes.
You know, so
I really like the Snickers. It's got the peanuts in it or the Kit Kat that's got some crunch to it. So it just
the wafers.
You know,
the wafer cookie,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I was saying earlier, I don't know if you've ever tried the what they call the Big Cat. It's like the giant steroid-sized Kit Kat.
I've seen it. No, I haven't tried it. Is it much better?
Dude, there's more wafer and more chocolate.
Well, I would assume so.
Are you a spokesperson for Kit Kat?
But for some reason, like the way that it's built and like the edges of it, because there's not a lot of wafer on the edge, it's more chocolatey. I know I'm trying to diet a little bit better, but if I see a Big Cat in the convenience store line, I'm so tempted.
it's downhill from there, huh?
I know, man. That's why I need to go to a health food store so there's no temptation. Like my temptation is an apple, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to candy.
Yeah, so if you had five pieces of fruit, which one would you rule out?
We'll do that tomorrow, and I bet we get a lot less responses.
There you go. It may be all of them, though. Everybody'd be like, well, that's easy. I don't want any of them.
Yes, or like Kelly was saying earlier, we were talking about healthy diets, and she was talking about her son, Kurt, how he doesn't like vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
tough.
You hear it every day. That's it. I mean, it's a tough thing for sure. It's a, I don't know. I grew up eating them, so I never knew any different. I was like, Mom, put that on the plate. It's in front of you. That's what you're eating.
Yeah.
You know, where today it's not the case. So I think it's just a matter of time. So.
Yeah, we'll start drinking our vegetables as opposed to actually chewing them.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a powder form. You can get it several other ways. There's no doubt about it.
So motivate us here Monday morning, September 23rd. How can we focus this week and make our week better?
Well, it's right. 6 months ago, I'm just going through, and you guys know I talk about Jim Rome and Tony Robbins and Darren Hardy and, you know, just all these motivational speakers, all these guys that we listen to or I listen to all the time. Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich. But I had heard of this guy's name, but literally had no clue who he was. And that goes to show you probably how much I read in school. But I was going to ask you guys this question. Tell me, what do you know about Earl Nightingale?
Earl Nightingale. Is he the owner of the Nutrition Hub?
I don't know if his last name's Nightingale.
Oh. Close. So you know about as much as I knew, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
But have you ever heard of the name?
I've heard the name, but I have no idea why I know it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's funny because he was actually in your line of business.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah, so Earl Nightingale, born in Long Beach, 1921. He just passed away a few years ago. But his father, you know, it's not like any guy that seem like they achieve in everything or the stories once you hear them. His father left him, you know, when he was 11, 12 years old. He and his mom actually moved into a tent city from there. But this guy went on to impact just millions and millions of people. He had read Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and just it really hit him hard. And he was the first one to have a gold record status. So
really?
What's the gold record status? Because you guys talk about that on a pretty regular basis. When somebody hits gold records, that means they've sold how many copies?
Is it 500,000?
Yeah, it's like a half a million. So
yeah.
Think about selling 500 million or selling half a million records like in 1940, 1950.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. And the thing about it is there was no singing on it. This was the first record to go to be a gold record that was a spoken word record.
Oh, wow.
So the message that he put out falls in line with Napoleon Hill stuff, and it's the strangest secret. And so I talked about it a little last week. So that if you're not just thrilled to death with the situation you're in right now, you're not thrilled to death with what's in your bank account, you're not thrilled to death with where your health is, you're not thrilled to death with where your career is, you're not thrilled to death with where whatever situation you're in, what's your plan to change it? Because what he figured out, what he realized, when he walked through this tent city and as he made his way, you know, and climbed his way out of that, he said, I would walk down the street and talk to guys that were saying how miserable they were. And the question he would ask, well, great, what's your plan to get out of it? And they would stare at him just with a blank stare.
Yeah.
And so you hear that and you see that every single day today, you go, gosh, it's Monday and I got to get up and go to this place, this thing, this whatever. And go, okay, if you don't love that, if you're not excited about the direction your vehicle is headed right now, what is your plan to change?
Yeah, I get it. Totally.
You know, because, hey, it seems like we spend all of our energy and effort complaining about it, but we never make a move to do anything different.
Right.
And I don't know about you guys, but hey, I know we live in a country that we have that choice, that we don't have to be headed in the direction that we're headed right now if we so not choose. So you can make a move, you can make a decision, you can read a book, you can listen to a bot. There's all kinds of things that you can do today to change the direction, the trajectory of your life. So Earl Nightingale, again, heard of this name, never knew anything about him, Googled him 6 months ago, and I've listened to him almost daily since then. He's got, well, he doesn't, but whoever has put this on YouTube for him, there's probably 1,000 different videos. but literally 15 minutes of The Strangest Secret. Listen to that. Find 10, 15 minutes on your lunch break today, coffee break, whatever it is. Stick your headphones in. The Strangest Secret, listen to it. I promise you, if you want to make a change, there's an opportunity to do so.
It's a land of opportunity, man. We can change just like that.
Each and every single day, we have a second chance.
There you go. Hey, you should post it on your Facebook page so everybody can find it today.
I'll do it. I'll get it up on the Birch & Co. page. I'll get it on my personal page. And like I said, you guys tear this up. Even if you're excited about the direction you're headed, even if you're thrilled to death with where you're going and what's in your bank account and your health situation, there's still an opportunity to learn. There's still an opportunity to grow each and every single day.
It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate with your Monday morning motivation. Have a great week, man.
You guys have a blessed one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Sing the song. Here we go. On to victory. Hey, this past weekend was awesome at Arkansas State University. A big win for the Red Wolves. Coach Anderson's back on the sidelines at home. And I can tell you that, okay, the scene of him running down the tunnel for the walk with the team and him approaching the sidelines, I was down there next to that area, and I saw him coming over, and I was like, don't be emotional.
Yeah.
You got to be strong. Mm-hmm. You got to be strong because, you know, I don't want to show that. But, God, it was so cool to see him back down there and to know that there were so many people there rooting for him.
Well, just him on the Red Wolf walk when they're walking down during the tailgate around 3:45. Just seeing him for the first time this year come down that with all the guys and shaking hands. He just has this, I don't know, there's just this solemn look on his face. You just, I don't know, your heart just goes out to him.
Kelly ran over there as fast as she could trying to get his attention like she does at every Red Wolf walk.
That is a lie. That is not true.
We did go over there.
We go over there.
Me, you, and David, we all approached that line, and we're there to support him through that. So I'm not sure that he saw us. But,
yeah, no.
But anyway, shout out to Coach Anderson, who is back with the team. That was awesome.
And all the pictures that I saw inside the stadium that people took of like the fire and the people that parachuted in with the American flag. Like, it was it's just very aesthetically pretty, the whole game.
Well, let me tell you something else that was commented about a whole lot. Again, if you don't know, if you haven't been to a game recently for about the last, I'm in my fifth year as the host of A-State football. So what that means is that basically, you know, I'm the live guy on the field, the camera's in my face, I'm on the big screen, and I'm kind of, hey, welcome to the stadium. We have all this kind of stuff going on. I lead contests and games, and I'm up in the stands and all this different stuff. So I'm kind of used to that. I still am a little bit hard on myself. I still try to memorize everything. I have the cards with me, but I try not to read from the cards, you know, and most of the time I get pretty close to what I'm supposed to say. But we shot a video, a commercial, right before football season. Rob Taylor reaches out to me about Elite Men's Health. He says, hey, would you like to be in a commercial? It's a review commercial. So when a play needs to be reviewed, I pop up on the screen. I'm in my Red Wolf shirt. The Elite logo's up there. And I'm like, hey, it's Brandon Baxter for Elite Men's Health. And let's go ahead and see what this call looks like or whatever, right?
Wait, what shirt do you have on?
I'm wearing a really tight red Red Wolf shirt. But it's Elite Men's Health.
There's a theme to this weekend about tight shirts. But keep going.
That shirt wasn't tight. It was just my arms looked bigger. I pumped him up.
There's your bulging biceps.
But I pumped him up. I did a full body workout before I went out there, which is legitimately 100% true.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, if I'm going to have a pump, if any time to have a pump, let's do it on the big screen. So we also did this deal. And you know, I wasn't a star athlete.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wasn't even a mediocre athlete.
But you're a really good wrestler.
Well, that's what But still, like, you know, anyway. So they hand me a football while I'm out there shooting this video. And they say, I want you to kind of juggle the football back and forth while you're waiting for the call. So my vision of what this looks like on the screen is, here's my intro. A quick shot of the referees as they consult. And then back to me juggling the football, which I'm awkward at anyway.
Right.
I'm like, how fast do I do this? They're like, oh, slow down, dude. You're not in the circus.
Right.
Right? Because it's supposed to be cool. And I'm like,
yeah, bing, bing, back bing, and bing, forth. Bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. Like I'm playing ping pong.
Yeah, so it's making you talk faster.
Yes. So that is supposed to run in my mind while they're conferring.
Okay.
Right? And then back to them for the announcement. Well, let me tell you what happened on two separate occasions, and I'm not sure if somebody was playing a joke or not.
What happened?
The intro comes up. hey, it's me, and I'm doing the stuff. And then they go to the referees down there on the field with whatever the outcome is going to be. And like 10 seconds later, I pop up on the screen after they've already announced the deal, and it's just me bobbling the football for no reason now because they've already rendered a decision. And it's just me tossing the football awkwardly and looking at the camera making a face.
That what was kind called, of face?
Well, it was called, to some people, a duck face. To some people, it was me channeling The Rock with the people's eyebrow.
Hang on. Some
people said I winked, and I don't remember winking.
Where can I see this? I missed it.
Sports Properties would probably have to get it to us, or you have to just go and sit in there at the game. Because so the first time it happens, I'm thinking it's just a mistake. I'm thinking, they just kind of made a mistake and they played it at the wrong time. But it happened again. And I'm right in front of the spirit squads, right? I'm about to do the t-shirt toss. And I'm standing there, and I pop up on the screen, and I say to Aaron Howard, I say, hey, man, I hope they don't play me after the decision. And lo and behold, I just pop up on the screen for no reason over the entire stadium with the football making the duck face.
That's embarrassing.
For no reason. Oh, so my Twitter timeline and my Instagram stuff, people are like, they're like, that's so funny.
I'm like, what is up with the duck face?
But I didn't mean it because I was there and they said to me, I'm like, should I be smiling during this or what? And I was told, well, you don't really smile that much, so probably not. So if you were there and you wondered why I was just on the screen bobbling a football and making faces.
It was just what you were told to do, right?
It was supposed to be a quick shot played during the review, not in the middle of the game after it. I wasn't asking them just to play me on the big screen. I get plenty of TV time out
there. Yeah, right.
But for those of you who saw it and enjoyed it and laughed about it and tweeted me about it and Facebook messaged me and Instagram messaged me, thanks for the attention, but that wasn't necessarily the way it was intended to go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's exactly how Joey describes Kelly Perry.
Wow.
Hard to love, hard to love. Anyway, we won't get into that.
Yeah.
826 in K-Fine Country. So reading this thing that will make people from the 90s feel older, okay?
Okay.
So let me give you some statistics here. Friends just celebrated 25 years since the first episode. Mm-mm. Does that feel that long ago to
no,
you?
No, not at all.
Other shows or movies that are 20 years old. Cruel Intentions, wow. 20 years old. She's All That, mm-mm. 20 years old. Is that There She yep. Goes? Mm-hmm. There She Goes Again. I like that one. Yeah. Hang on. I want to play that for a second. Is that the scene where she's coming down the stairs?
Yes, and she's kind of changed and went from kind of being the nerdy girl with glasses to this, you know, different whatever.
Yeah, and who was that? Do you remember what, her name?
I forget her name, but was it Freddie Prinze Jr. that was the guy in it?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so let's bring back some memories. This was 20 years ago. Also 20 years ago, American Pie came out.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember loving that movie.
Wow.
I went out and I saw that one. I think I saw, were there two or three of those?
There's like three of them, yeah.
Because I went to see a lot of them. Let's see here. Destiny's Child will be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 years from now.
Oh, my God.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, right, who was Zach Happy. Morris yeah. on Saved by the Bell. Today, as of right now today, he is older than Mr. Belding when Mr. Belding was on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, my gosh.
How crazy is that? Let's see. They say also the movies Jurassic Park, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Hocus Pocus were all released closer to the moon landing than they were to today.
Man.
So all of a sudden you feel a tad bit older today, right? Happy Monday, everybody.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on American Idol, and it looks like the band is back together because Ryan Seacrest finally signed his contract for coming back to the 17th season of American Idol. So he's going to be back with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. The show's audition tour is currently wrapping up in Chicago, and it's set to return early in 2020.
All right, congratulations, Ryan Seacrest. That show isn't the same without him.
True.
So the Emmy Awards were on last night. Game of Thrones has ended up being the biggest Emmy winner of the year. But let me tell you this. The thing everybody's talking about today is the fact that Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner went out to present an award, And in the middle of reading their teleprompter, the whole crowd laughs at them. Because I don't know who the writer of their segment was, but they kind of wrote it in a way, I think, maybe poking fun at the Kardashians and Jenners.
Yeah.
And Kim and Kendall didn't get it until the crowd laughed. Here's what happened last night on the Emmys.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
So they're up there and they're laughing because compelling stories and it's real and all this kind of stuff.
Unfiltered, really? A Kardashian saying something's unfiltered?
Right. So the crowd laughs, but then the best part is Kendall Jenner, you can tell, is then trying to figure out why they're laughing because she doesn't know what they're laughing about.
Right.
So she starts awkwardly looking around and it became this big social media deal last night, but it was Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner bringing the crowd laughter at last night's Emmy Awards.
Got you gossip on Miley Cyrus. So over the weekend, the news that was trending was Miley Cyrus is now single. She and her girlfriend, Caitlyn Carter, have broke up. But it's okay because they're still friends. They say that they've been really good friends. They were there for each other as they were both getting separated. They just don't want to be romantic any longer.
Gotcha.
So Miley wasn't looking for anything serious, and she's ready to focus on her career. So I'm sure the next album's going to be very, very telling.
And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm told somebody's on the phone that wants to chat with us. Kelly, take it away.
Good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Hey, this is Puddin.
What's up, Puddin? How are you?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're good. We haven't heard from you in a second. We've been worried about you.
Yeah, I kind of been busy, and I got to brag.
You got to brag.
I went to wrestling over the weekend and concerts.
Oh, wait a minute. First of all, where did you go to see wrestling?
A Hoxie.
And then you said you went to a concert, too. That's a pretty big weekend for you.
Yeah, I went to Beatles on the Ridge, and we seen Corey Jackson.
Yeah.
Puddin', did you know that Corey Jackson is going to be on The Voice?
Yes, I did.
Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am. And I have a big question for y'all.
What's that?
Well, Pocahontas is having something big in November on the town square. Yeah. We're going to have a, what's that called, November Fest?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of wondering, can y'all like come up here and do a live broadcast?
Ooh, we can look at it if we can match up the dates. You know, sometimes
I just liked it, Puddin.
It's the first weekend in November. Corey Jackson's going to be here.
Oh, that's cool.
And Lauren Gray.
Ooh, we should be at that, right? I like both of them.
Yeah, and also Barrett Barber is going to be up here.
I just looked. It says Barrett Barber is going to be in concert there on November 2nd.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of them, Lauren Gray, Barrett Barber, and Corey Jackson?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
Concert free on the historic Court Square, sponsored by the city of Pocahontas.
I want to be there, too. I'll play a song or two. Or I could do my duck face.
Please, Puddin, don't let him do the duck face.
Puddin, I'll get up on stage and I'll make duck faces at everybody
and
out
also,
there.
And also, they're selling concrete turkeys for businesses to decorate.
Mm-hmm.
I could buy one and make one into a replica of Brandon Baxter.
Oh, that's not a big turkey.
With a do-rag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Puddin', are you in charge of this event or what? Are you the main person?
No. All you got to do is send a message to the November Fest page, and then they're in charge of it.
All right. Thanks for calling, Puddin'. Always good to talk to Puddin' from Pocahontas.
Yeah.
She's like the town representative. I think one day she might be the mayor.
That could happen.
There you go. November Fest is happening on the square in Pocahontas. That's cool, though. It's Barber, it's Corey Jackson, yeah, and Lauren Gray. So
really cool.
Get ready, Pocahontas.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Man, a lot of people over the weekend were talking about ESPN College Game Day and Coach Anderson.
Yeah.
And the feature they ran on him and his love for Wendy. And man, everybody I talked to, there wasn't one person who told me that they didn't tear up watching that.
Well, I put it off for a second because I knew it was going to be tough to watch. I knew, yeah, it was going to be, I just knew. And I finally watched it. And from the moment he's walking down that hallway, the very first shot, yeah, I lost it. I, yeah, mean, it's really, really good.
Yeah. And my wife, I know that she saw it before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm just going to tell you, you have to watch this, but be prepared for it. because it's beautiful mm-hmm. and it's sad and awful at the same mm-hmm. time. So if you haven't seen it, it's all over social media. Of course, the football program's retweeted that. Coach Anderson yeah. has it out as well. But it's a really special piece on Coach Anderson and true love with his wife, Wendy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So in case you missed the news, Miranda Lambert is going out on tour. It's the Wild Card Tour, the same name of her album that's going to be coming out. But Miranda's going on tour, and she's going to be coming to Little Rock, North Little Rock, the Verizon Arena, coming up on January the 23rd. So if you're a fan of Miranda, I can tell you firsthand, that's a fun show. I've seen it multiple mm-hmm. different times. There's so many different hits that she's able to play when she's on stage. So Miranda Lambert and the Wild Card Tour, you're going to be able to hear her latest song, It All Comes Out in the Wash. Now, it's not just Miranda. It'll all come out, I'll come out in the wash. Because Cody Johnson's going to be there with her.
Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge, I left behind me.
And Lanco as well.
Because I was going to be your forever. You're going to be
again, it's January 23rd, North Little Rock, Miranda Lambert, and the Wild Card Tour.
Thomas Rhett released a new video for his song, Remember You Young, and it opens up, they're inside a diner, there's these four guys sitting there eating together, and they're all elderly men, so they're all older,
right.
And they're gathering around the table, they're eating, they're playing cards, they're enjoying one another's company, and then one of the men gets up to leave, and he has a flashback of his younger self, basically standing in the same spot as the busboy, and he's looking at the waitress who would eventually become his wife.
Oh my gosh.
But the video follows him as he revisits a series of memories, like cherished memories that he's very fond of his wife and his kids. I'm just going to tell you, this is one of the best videos I've ever seen. You may not want to watch it like in the lounge, in the lunchroom, like if you're with a bunch of people,
yeah.
But if you want to go out to your car and watch this, it's worth it. But the video sounds like this.
And no matter how much time goes by,
gosh, yeah, it just got me. I saw one scene.
I know, I'm telling you.
It was the older man in the car looking at the kids like when he was younger with his girl on the,
I'm just telling you, get ready. We have the full video up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
I don't think I'm emotionally equipped for that
you
today.
You probably aren't.
So speaking of Thomas Rhett, his wife Lauren Akins has a book coming out. It's called Live in Love, Growing Together Through Life's Changes. It's available for pre-order right now. She talks about how she wants to be a good voice for all women. And let people know that, hey, as women, as people, we all have issues, we all have struggles, and she wants to help be a champion for that by being real about her life. Not only the great things that they have in their life, but the challenges mm-hmm. as well. So you can check out more about that book on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can hear why people were laughing at me. Mm-hmm. I think with me, but I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it's at.
They could have been laughing at me at the A-State football game because of my duck face. Mm-hmm. We'll explain why I was duck facing on the big screen.
Gosh.
That's on the podcast today. Plus, we also talk about our trip to Rector, our trip to Marmaduke, how Kelly's son believes that we are worse than high schoolers. We have some Monday morning motivation with Eric Birch. We talk about stocking up for Halloween candy for Halloween on campus. We talk about stocking up on candy for Halloween
yeah.
and which Halloween candy we would give the boot to.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say that based on everything I've seen this morning, most people agree with me.
You are still kind of leading.
So that's on the podcast today, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and kfine.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Monday Night Football. We have the Washington Redskins host the Chicago Bears, the Bears. 17th season premiere of The Voice. Which there's a chance that we might see Corey Jackson on there.
So you're saying?
They're saying, yeah, I'm saying there's a chance. Also, Dancing with the Stars is on tonight. The first elimination of the season, the third season premiere of 9-1-1, the second season premiere of The Neighborhood, and the fourth season premiere of The Bull. Also tonight on Jimmy Fallon, Zach Brown Band is on there.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.